Tabor CPA Mobile. My name is David.
Who in there? How y'all doing this evening?
Good. This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
Good. This is Kilo 4, November X-ray Echo.
Y'all doing all right? Stay safe in the... Hopefully, I'm glad we didn't get any bad weather.
It's 38 degrees, so I'm mobile on Rutherford Road right now. I think it was 38 or 39 of the house.
Got anything too bad. I don't even think it sleeted or did anything. So, yeah, right now it's like 40 degrees on my way home from work. Yeet, aren't you, Andrew? Production, so that's the days you get to walk out when it's good and dark.
Let you and Dave get back at it. I'm destinating. Good talk with you guys. Hope both you guys 73s. Hope you both stay safe and have a good travels home. It's KK4NXC, and I'm gonna be clear.
Mike, have a good one. Hopefully, I'll holler at you in the morning.
Mike, KK4NXC, KP4CPA. And, the other station, go ahead and pick it up.
Thought there was another person in there. This is KO4CEF. So your name's Dave. This is Andrew right here, Dave.
Here's David. And, I'm following my GPS. I gotta do a, what they call a porch pickup.
Porch pickup? Now, how's that work?
Something and they leave it on their front porch and you pick it up.
Bought something and you're going to somebody's house to pick it up?
I bought something. And I got volunteered to pick it up. She said, oh my goodness, how's I supposed to pick up? She bought a bunch of bottles, Clemson bottles. I'm not sure if it's Coke or Pepsi. And she's going to give them to our son-in-law. He graduated from Clemson and for Christmas. And so, anyway, I got volunteered to pick them up.
Yeah, I understand. Yep, I get that. Hope it ain't too far out of your way, at least on your way home.
Far from the house. See, I'm pulling up here. Give me just a second and I'll be back. KP4CBA.
Yeah, and I'll be standing by.
I'm back. KP4CBA.
I have to ask, was that like a, I'm going to guess due to the COVID thing, you just pick it up instead of somebody actually handing it to you?
This is probably part of it, and it's really... a way to, that way you don't have to, actually interact with the person, the money's already exchanged hands through the internet, so I guess you just have to take the people... on their word that you're getting what what they said you're getting. I didn't even look. I heard the bottles. It's in a plastic bag. I hadn't even looked at it. So, I mean, if it's wrong, it's wrong.
Yeah, I always get paranoid about buying something, but, I mean, usually if I'm going to do it, I'd rather do it in person, but... I can understand with today's situation, or, it might just be somebody's convenience. Hey, I'm not going to be home. I'm going to leave it on the porch for you. I mean, once the money's changed hands, then it really don't matter. But, if I'm giving somebody something, I want to make sure they get it.
It's the only thing, you hear about people snatching stuff off of people's porches and stuff, but... I've never heard of that happening in our neighborhood where I live over in Pheasant Ridge and Taylor's. But this is off of, gosh, what's the name of this road? Drawing a blank here. It bears off of Rutherford Road right after you, not long after you cross 291 if you're headed toward town. And it actually comes out on the Wade Hampton.
Yeah, I'm not real familiar with Greenville. I know some places in that area, but not overly familiar with it. I always try to stick to my area in Spartanburg, and usually on the north end of that. I don't even try to go downtown if I can help it.
Hey, I wouldn't be out tonight if, she didn't have to. If she didn't tell the lady she was going to pick it up today. She just forgot about it. My oldest daughter's here with our grandson, so, all that going on, she just forgot about it. So it's not a big deal.
You're the wife.
Happy wife, happy life is what they say.
I'm sure that comes from years of experience, and, I do my best there, so I can understand that.
A little noisy here, but this is a little noisy area for some reason. But anyway, I'll get back in there in a minute. But yeah, we've been married 41 years, so I got too much time invested.
Well, hopefully you know how to keep her happy, what she likes and don't like. Shoot, I've been married 14 years, well, coming up on 14, so. Got to do your best. And that's one thing I learned early on, is just try to make sure I take care of her, which is what I'm supposed to do.
For CPA Mobile. The Bible says that we're supposed to love our wives, and that they're supposed to respect their husbands. So, as long as those two exchanges or needs are being met, then usually you're going to have a good marriage.
The basics of it, really. I mean, if you think about it, it's just what it's outlining. Just
changing the subject, but how long you been in ham radio?
January, I'll have I would have gotten my technician's year, and then upgraded to general in June, July. Thing I done forgot now, but yeah, I was down at the beach and I studied for it and had to take it online, but it worked out pretty good.
Well, I am a general class. I'm getting ready to start studying again for my extra. I took the class one time in person, with Gary and Dave and Tom teaching, but I would take this sample test and I couldn't even get close to a passing grade, so I neither wasn't even used to go and take the test. It gets pretty deep for me. So I'm gonna try it a second time. Gary got me a book. I think the books came in, so. And I can watch the videos online on YouTube.
For CEF or ID, yeah. I thought about it. I'm not ready yet. I think I'm going to get used to talking on the HF. I've still not done that yet, so I need to get used to that portion of it. I've learned a lot just in the short period of time I've been a ham, and I know there's plenty more to learn, and the extra kind of prompt that a little bit. But, yeah, I've heard it's a little deeper. I'm just not quite ready for that yet.
Having a blast. last on HF. I bought me a 7300 a couple of years ago, and I'm just running the 100 watts, you know, from the radio and into a Carolina Wyndham antenna up in the trees, and you can't even see it up there. And I talked to a guy, and I put his call in, and it came back Alaska, and I looked down there, and it said the North Pole. I am not lying. He lives at the North Pole in Alaska.
Awesome right there. Yeah, I gotta get where I key up my HF radio. I'll kind of listen. I don't really want to do a net. You know, I'll kind of scroll around, try to hear somebody call on ZQ, but I haven't quite gotten to where I've keyed the radio up, and I've not really gotten to where I've called ZQ. I'll do it on BSK, you know, I'll play with FT8, and I'll even do JS8, you know, just kind of leave that running, but I'm not really carried on a phone conversation on HF, and I really got to get myself over that.
I've got on 2 meters. It's, you know, it's just sideband, single sideband, and depending on, you know, what band you're on, it depends on whether it's upper or lower sideband. And I check into the, there's an 80 meter net on 3915. I don't know if, yeah, you can, being a general, you can be on that frequency, and because I can. And it's called every night at 7, and it's really a South Carolina net, but they have people check in from all over the place. And yeah, I check in sometimes. You'll hear a lot of local people if you. Well, like with my setup, my antenna, I can hear people checking in from Taylor's. It's really a great antenna. It has a vertical radiation aspect as well as east-west transmission. So it's really a great antenna. I tell you, I wouldn't take anything for it.
Looked at the Carolina Wyndham. It almost looked like the website. I don't know if it was just the one I was on, like they were going out of business. So I ended up not ordering one of those. Although I heard a lot of good things about them. Eventually, I ended up hanging 124-foot in-fed half-wave, and so far I've been really, really pleased with it. Like I said, I haven't tried voice, so I can't really speak for that. But I mean, even just on the 80, just with either FT8 or whatever, it's done amazing as far as that's concerned. So I got to try the voice aspect of it.
Yeah, do you have?
I'd say 7300 as well. I started with a 7100. And I didn't like that. I didn't have the scope. I guess I'm a little bit of a techie, so I wanted that scope on the front of it. So I ended up going back and buying a 7300, and I love it.
That waterfall and seeing those signals, and you're not having to hunt for, you know, just turn the dial and hope you find something. You can see it, and it's great. I tell you, it's just that. I had an old, first radio I had was a Cubic Astro 103, and it was about 40 to 50 years old, and it was solid state, but, and it was 100 watts, and it did good. It did a good job. I mean, I talked to a guy in St. Petersburg, Russia on it, so... But I heard about the 7300s and I got to a position where I could afford one, I went ahead and got one. Well, let me jump out of here. I'm sitting in the garage and I'm going to take these bottles in and visit some 73 is after your final. This is KB4CBA.
It's been nice talking to you. 73's to you. Enjoy your time with your family. Hope you have a good evening. And we'll catch you on the radio another evening. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.